The most dramatic explanation is rarely the whole explanation. A case is built from records, evidence, people, decisions, and the mistakes that survive in the file. You're listening to Behavioral Case Files, the history, methods, limits, and legacy of criminal behavioral analysis. I'm Herb Trevathan. Behavioral Case Files is an independent educational podcast. It is not affiliated with, endorsed by, sponsored by, or produced by the Federal Bureau of Investigation or any other law enforcement agency. This is S04E01, Understanding Violence Without Excusing It. Today, we're examining how explanation, accountability, prevention, and victim dignity can coexist. Explaining risk factors or behavior does not excuse violence. Most people with mental illness are not violent, and diagnosis alone cannot identify who will offend. For how explanation, accountability, prevention, and victim dignity can coexist, the useful question is not whether an interpretation sounds insightful. It is what evidence supports it, what other explanations remain, and what proportionate action could test it. A conclusion that cannot be revised is not analysis. It is a verdict delivered too early. This is also where base rates matter. A characteristic may appear in a known offender and still be common among people who never offend. A behavior may deserve attention in context without becoming a label for everyone who shares it. Specificity, timing, capability, opportunity, and corroboration change the meaning. A careful review therefore creates a ledger. One column holds verified facts, another holds contested or missing information, a third holds inferences with their supporting basis, a fourth records what would weaken each inference. The ledger does not eliminate judgment, it makes judgment visible. Success must be defined before the outcome is known. Did the advice identify a concrete lead, improve an interview, preserve evidence, connect cases, or reduce risk? A broad description that can be matched after arrest is not the same as a risky, testable prediction made beforehand. Finally, preserve failure. If misses disappear while hits are retold, confidence grows without knowledge. The honest record includes unused recommendations, ambiguous language, opportunity cost, innocent people scrutinized, and the ordinary work that actually moved the investigation. Begin with the record closest to the event: court findings, case files, laboratory results, contemporaneous reports, and documented actions. Later recollection can add perspective, but it must be labeled and checked. For how explanation, accountability, prevention, and victim dignity can coexist, the useful question is not whether an interpretation sounds insightful. It is what evidence supports it, what other explanations remain, and what proportionate action could test it. A conclusion that cannot be revised is not analysis. It is a verdict delivered too early. This is also where base rates matter. A characteristic may appear in a known offender and still be common among people who never offend. A behavior may deserve attention in context without becoming a label for everyone who shares it. Specificity, timing, capability, opportunity, and corroboration change the meaning. A careful review therefore creates a ledger. One column holds verified facts, another holds contested or missing information, a third holds inferences with their supporting basis, a fourth records what would weaken each inference. The ledger does not eliminate judgment, it makes judgment visible. Success must be defined before the outcome is known. Did the advice identify a concrete lead, improve an interview, preserve evidence, connect cases, or reduce risk? A broad description that can be matched after arrest is not the same as a risky, testable prediction made beforehand. Finally, preserve failure. If misses disappear while hits are retold, confidence grows without knowledge. The honest record includes unused recommendations, ambiguous language, opportunity cost, innocent people scrutinized, and the ordinary work that actually moved the investigation. Popular accounts compress years, combine people, reward dramatic insight, and read the outcome backward into every earlier clue. That produces a satisfying narrative while hiding uncertainty, conflict, and ordinary investigative labor. For how explanation, accountability, prevention, and victim dignity can coexist, the useful question is not whether an interpretation sounds insightful. It is what evidence supports it, what other explanations remain, and what proportionate action could test it. A conclusion that cannot be revised is not analysis. It is a verdict delivered too early. This is also where base rates matter. A characteristic may appear in a known offender and still be common among people who never offend. A behavior may deserve attention in context without becoming a label for everyone who shares it. Specificity, timing, capability, opportunity, and corroboration change the meaning. A careful review therefore creates a ledger. One column holds verified facts, another holds contested or missing information, a third holds inferences with their supporting basis, a fourth records what would weaken each inference. The ledger does not eliminate judgment, it makes judgment visible. Success must be defined before the outcome is known. Did the advice identify a concrete lead, improve an interview, preserve evidence, connect cases, or reduce risk? A broad description that can be matched after arrest is not the same as a risky, testable prediction made beforehand. Finally, preserve failure. If misses disappear while hits are retold, confidence grows without knowledge. The honest record includes unused recommendations, ambiguous language, opportunity cost, innocent people scrutinized, and the ordinary work that actually moved the investigation. A behavioral observation can organize questions or suggest a lawful next step. It cannot identify a person, prove motive, substitute for diagnosis, or establish guilt. The farther an inference travels from observable conduct, the more carefully it must be qualified. For how explanation, accountability, prevention, and victim dignity can coexist, the useful question is not whether an interpretation sounds insightful. It is what evidence supports it, what other explanations remain, and what proportionate action could test it. A conclusion that cannot be revised is not analysis. It is a verdict delivered too early. This is also where base rates matter. A characteristic may appear in a known offender and still be common among people who never offend. A behavior may deserve attention in context without becoming a label for everyone who shares it. Specificity, timing, capability, opportunity, and corroboration change the meaning. A careful review therefore creates a ledger. One column holds verified facts, another holds contested or missing information, a third holds inferences with their supporting basis, a fourth records what would weaken each inference. The ledger does not eliminate judgment, it makes judgment visible. Success must be defined before the outcome is known. Did the advice identify a concrete lead, improve an interview, preserve evidence, connect cases, or reduce risk? A broad description that can be matched after arrest is not the same as a risky, testable prediction made beforehand. Finally, preserve failure. If misses disappear while hits are retold, confidence grows without knowledge. The honest record includes unused recommendations, ambiguous language, opportunity cost, innocent people scrutinized, and the ordinary work that actually moved the investigation. The same fact can support more than one explanation. Planning may reflect familiarity, opportunity, prior experience, or circumstance. Silence may reflect strategy, incapacity, changed opportunity, fear, or coincidence. Alternatives keep a plausible idea from becoming a tunnel. For how explanation, accountability, prevention, and victim dignity can coexist, the useful question is not whether an interpretation sounds insightful. It is what evidence supports it, what other explanations remain, and what proportionate action could test it. A conclusion that cannot be revised is not analysis. It is a verdict delivered too early. This is also where base rates matter. A characteristic may appear in a known offender and still be common among people who never offend. A behavior may deserve attention in context without becoming a label for everyone who shares it. Specificity, timing, capability, opportunity, and corroboration change the meaning. A careful review therefore creates a ledger. One column holds verified facts, another holds contested or missing information, a third holds inferences with their supporting basis, a fourth records what would weaken each inference. The ledger does not eliminate judgment, it makes judgment visible. Success must be defined before the outcome is known. Did the advice identify a concrete lead, improve an interview, preserve evidence, connect cases, or reduce risk? A broad description that can be matched after arrest is not the same as a risky, testable prediction made beforehand. Finally, preserve failure. If misses disappear while hits are retold, confidence grows without knowledge. The honest record includes unused recommendations, ambiguous language, opportunity cost, innocent people scrutinized, and the ordinary work that actually moved the investigation. The people harmed are not plot devices. Accuracy includes names, dignity, community context, and the consequences of investigative error. Avoid graphic detail unless it is necessary to understand evidence or institutional response. For how explanation, accountability, prevention, and victim dignity can coexist, the useful question is not whether an interpretation sounds insightful. It is what evidence supports it, what other explanations remain, and what proportionate action could test it. A conclusion that cannot be revised is not analysis. It is a verdict delivered too early. This is also where base rates matter. A characteristic may appear in a known offender and still be common among people who never offend. A behavior may deserve attention in context without becoming a label for everyone who shares it. Specificity, timing, capability, opportunity, and corroboration change the meaning. A careful review therefore creates a ledger. One column holds verified facts, another holds contested or missing information, a third holds inferences with their supporting basis, a fourth records what would weaken each inference. The ledger does not eliminate judgment, it makes judgment visible. Success must be defined before the outcome is known. Did the advice identify a concrete lead, improve an interview, preserve evidence, connect cases, or reduce risk? A broad description that can be matched after arrest is not the same as a risky, testable prediction made beforehand. Finally, preserve failure. If misses disappear while hits are retold, confidence grows without knowledge. The honest record includes unused recommendations, ambiguous language, opportunity cost, innocent people scrutinized, and the ordinary work that actually moved the investigation. Write the reasoning down, preserve the original claim, state confidence, seek disconfirming evidence, separate consultation from decision authority, and revise when facts change. Expertise earns trust by showing its work. For how explanation, accountability, prevention, and victim dignity can coexist, the useful question is not whether an interpretation sounds insightful. It is what evidence supports it, what other explanations remain, and what proportionate action could test it. A conclusion that cannot be revised is not analysis. It is a verdict delivered too early. This is also where base rates matter. A characteristic may appear in a known offender and still be common among people who never offend. A behavior may deserve attention in context without becoming a label for everyone who shares it. Specificity, timing, capability, opportunity, and corroboration change the meaning. A careful review therefore creates a ledger. One column holds verified facts, another holds contested or missing information, a third holds inferences with their supporting basis, a fourth records what would weaken each inference. The ledger does not eliminate judgment, it makes judgment visible. Success must be defined before the outcome is known. Did the advice identify a concrete lead, improve an interview, preserve evidence, connect cases, or reduce risk? A broad description that can be matched after arrest is not the same as a risky, testable prediction made beforehand. Finally, preserve failure. If misses disappear while hits are retold, confidence grows without knowledge. The honest record includes unused recommendations, ambiguous language, opportunity cost, innocent people scrutinized, and the ordinary work that actually moved the investigation. Season 4, Inside the Behavior of Violent Offenders, asks what survives when a compelling story is tested against records, research, alternative explanations, and human consequences. Behavioral analysis is one contribution inside a larger system, not a substitute for evidence or accountability. That's this case file. Source links and a transcript are included with the episode notes. Corrections will be documented publicly. I'm Herb Trevathan. Thank you for listening to Behavioral Case Files.